أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن كانوا ليقولون لو أن عندنا ذكرا من الأولين لكنا عباد الله المخلصين. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained the wrong beliefs the non-believers have and their own objects of worship and what they claim. Those very same things refute those claims of the non-believers. Like the Malaika, the non-believers, Kuffar of Makkah, believe that they are daughters of Allah, etc., that they have got special powers. The Malaika themselves declare that we are nothing like that. We are also the creation of Allah and the servants of Allah Ta'ala. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks of another great evil quality of the non-believers of Makkah, that they had made a promise and said that the Jews, Christians, did not live up to the Kitab. If a Kitab was given to us, we should have shown the world how we should have lived up to that Kitab. So Allah says, when we send the best Kitab to them and the best Rasul, they were the people who were the most who opposed it. Yet there is a lesson, we must not make claims and false promises. So we should also be on the guard all the time and never make a claim that I am so good, etc. And then we do not live up to that. وَإِن كَانُوا لَيَقُولُونَ اور یہ تو کہا کرتے تھے. They used to always claim and say, لَوْ أَنَّ عِنْدَنَا ذِكْرًا مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ, اگر ہمارے پاس کچھ احوال ہوتا پہلے لوگوں کا. Had we also had some talk of the people of the past, that is some heavenly scriptures, لَكُنَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, تو ہم ہوتے بندے اللہ کے چنے ہوئے. We should have been very special servants of Allah. We should have lived up to it very fully, and we should have shown the world how we should have fulfilled the commands of Allah Ta'ala. But when that greatest kitab came to them, فَكَفَرُوا بِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ, so usse munkir hoge, ab aage jaan lenge. They were the very people who denied, and not only that they did not practice, they falsified and they denied. And they opposed the kitab and they opposed the Rasul which Allah had sent to them. So Allah says, very soon will they know the consequences of their actions. When Allah will take them to task, then they will know what are the consequences of the actions. وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ, اور پہلے ہو چکا ہمارا حکم اپنے بندوں کے حق میں جو کہ رسول ہے. And Allah said, our promise has been made already from before for our particular servants, that is for the Rasuls. The people can oppose them for a little while in this world. It might seem that they have got the upper hand, but finally they will see the Rasul's word is the highest. إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنصُورُونَ, بِيشَكْ اُنْهِ كُمَدَدْ دِي جَاتِي هَي, undoubtedly only the Rasuls will be given the help of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ, اور ہمارا لشکر جو ہے بیشک وہی غالب ہے. And it is only our army that will be overpowerful, that will overpower everyone and everything. So we see the kuffar of Makkah, they had this sway for some time in Makkah Sharif. But finally, at the time of Fath Makkah, how Allah gave victory to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to his army, that is to the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And this was not only confined to the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but in fact then after that, from the Arabian Peninsula, it spread to the whole world. How the whole Arab world came under the sway of Islam, and how it spread to other parts of Africa, to Europe, etc. This was all Allah's promise that had come true. So Allah Ta'ala says, for a little while the kuffar might seem to be in control and are running the affairs, etc. But our promise is for the Anbiya, for the Rasuls, and not only for them, but for all those who follow in the true footsteps. Forever we will give them superiority, and we will give them ruling power. فتولى عنهم حتى حين. So ان سے پھر ایک وقت تک. So just turn away your attention for them for some time. Allah advises Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have sabr, you carry on with your mission. This is another thing where we get misled, that when we have opposition, we just want to fight the opposition, and our own mission we forget. The things that we have to do, our ibadat, we put it behind one side, to establish deen, to teach deen, propagate deen. We forget that, and we just start fighting our opposition. And we start arguing and debating amongst ourselves, and what our work was, we forget that. It is like some person is given some work, somebody doesn't want him to do the work. So all he does is go and pick a fight with him. So that person now starts fighting with this person, and he has left out his work. And he loses his job also finally. So that is the thing we should be careful about. Always what we are supposed to do, be doing that. And turn your Allah says here clearly to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, you turn your attention away from these people who want to deter you from your task and from your work. وَأَبْصِرْهُمْ فَسَوْفَ يُبْصِرُونَ. اور ان کو دیکھتا رہے کہ وہ آپ کو دیکھ لیں گے. And just give them time to watch their way, and you also watch their way. In other words, just give them some respite, give them some time, and you will see eventually we will give you the overpowering power, and you will overpower them. So don't worry about them, carry on with your mission. أَفَبِعَذَابِنَا يَسْتَعَجِلُونَ. کیا ہمارے آفت کو جلد مانگتے ہیں؟ What are they asking for our punishment to come very soon? Are they so brave and so bold that they are asking for our punishment to come? فَإِذَا نَزَلَ بِسَاحَتِهِمْ فَسَاءَ صَبَاحُ الْمُنذَرِينَ. پھر جب اترے گی ان کے میدان میں تو بری صبح ہوگی درائے ہوو کی. And when that azab of us will come, and it will come right into their backyards, then those who are warned of this, they will see a terrible mourning, and what the result was of their mockery of deen and of the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And this ayat is so befitting, that when Makkah Sharif was conquered, then Allah brought Islam right into their own backyards. And those people who opposed Islam so much had no choice, but Islam was right into their houses. And today also, the people who are opposing Islam, the West particularly, Allah has taken Islam right into their backyards. And this is why they are fighting so much against Islam, their own people. Whatever the is all about, that Allah knows better. But the amount of Westerners that are flocking to fight for them, this is what is having great concern for the governments of the West. So this is Allah's system, that He takes Islam right into their own homes and backyards. And the more they try and oppose it, the more Allah Ta'ala makes Islam alive. وَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى حِينٍ. اور پھر آ ان سے ایک وقت تک. And you just turn away your attention from them for a certain time. You carry on with your mission of establishing deen, of propagating deen, and of practicing upon deen. وَأَبْصِرْ فَسَوْفَ يُبْصِرُونَ. اور دیکھتا راہ اب آگے دیکھ لیں گے. And you just wait for a while and see. They will also see what the end result is. So don't be overtaken with this temporary camouflage which is taking place. The end result will definitely for those who follow the truth, but there must be people who follow the truth. Not only not people marching on the streets and then forgetting their own namazes, forgetting their own identity. No, we must establish Islam. And at these times we must turn more to Allah, more to the masjid. And that is what will bring the good results for us. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. And then in a very beautiful way Allah brings the surah to an end, and that is on the tawheed of Allah again. First of all, سبحان ربك, پاک ذات ہے تیرے رب کی. Allah is completely pure of all faults, and that is a great requirement of tawheed. need that any wrong belief in Allah must be removed first. Whatever people have got, and as mentioned before, these wrong beliefs make their turns over and over again, only with different masks. So whatever wrong beliefs people have got with regard to Allah Ta'ala especially, that must be removed first. That is Subhanallah. Rabbil Izzati Amma Yusifun, Rabb ki wo parwardigar, izzat wala paak hai un baaton se jo bayan karte hai. And Allah is pure of all these wrong attributes of Allah. Allah is the most sublime, the most high, the most powerful. And all these wrong things which are attributed to Allah, that Allah has got children, na'uzu billah, Isa alayhi salam, that Allah is God incarnate, or that Allah has got daughters, na'uzu billah, or that Allah is sitting on his throne like a man without a beard and without private parts, na'uzu billah. What filthy beliefs people can have. So Allah say, Allah is pure of all that. Wa salamun alal mursaleen, or salam hai rasool par, and peace be upon the rasools. And this is also a thing that should come from the heart of a person, that he should be making dua for all the rasools. They brought the message of Allah. What odds they had to go through, what mockery, what accusations, but they knew what is the truth and they stood firm on it, and by that they brought deen to the people. And from the Rasul's time, the ulama-i kiram, what they had to go through to bring us the true deen. Today we don't appreciate, we just sit and we don't understand that the ulama, for us today to have tawheed, to the true deen, what the ulama have been going through and are going through, and particularly the ulama of Dioban, that they have stood on the truth, and how they spread the truth in the world. This is also, we should make, Allah is giving salam on those people. We also should realize and appreciate how we have got our deen, the tawheed we have got, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's true beliefs that he is alive in his qabr, the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are great, great things which Allah has blessed us with. And finally, when that is the result, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, aur sab khubi hai Allah ko jo rab hai sari jahan ka, and all praise belongs solely to Allah, who is the Lord, the creator, nourisher, sustainer of all the realms. And when a person realizes this, and not only outwardly but from within his heart he reads this, then tawheed becomes so impressed on his heart. And these are great words to be recited. It is narrated, after any amal, a person who recites this dua, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alal mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, then a very huge scale will be ordered on the day of to weigh his actions. In other words, by the barakat of this dua, whatever good deeds he did, he got the reward. But by this dua, they will be multiplied, in fact compounded, and they will be made very great, that the normal scale will not be enough on the day of Qiyamah. Special scale will have to be ordered, a very big scale, to weigh his actions. So we should try and read this dua at the end of all our actions. وآخر دعوانا.